Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jay Myers. Jay is the founder and the president of Interactive Solutions, Incorporated, out of the great city of Memphis in the great state of Tennessee. He's the author of a couple of outstanding books, award-winning books. Keep Swinging is one book, and his new book is called Hitting the Curveballs. I think he likes baseball, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not sure, but I think that's what we can surmise from that. And it's all about his journey as a small business owner through good times, bad times. And Jay, thanks again for hanging out with us. Now, your new book is out in audio right now, right?
You know, Jim, it's going to be out, I believe, at the end of next month. Yeah, real excited about that on iTunes and Audible.com. And as you and I were speaking a few minutes ago about this, the real neat thing about it is, and very proud to note that my son Jordan is the narrator of the book. And maybe I'm a little prejudiced, but I think it sounds terrific.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting my copy, so let me know when it's ready.
You got it.
So, Jay, what do you... How do you see the economy right now in your small business? How are you dealing with, you know, we just got some bad news in the first quarter. 0.1% growth, national GDP. That's a little scary, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's interesting. Jim, I was in a conference, I guess, a couple of months ago in Dallas, and this economist gave this speech. And believe it or not, the guy not only was humorous, he was insightful. And to say you got a humorous economist, that is pretty interesting, but I will tell you that I remember one thing in particular. Summary was that although the economy seems to be slightly improving, he said we're not out of the woods yet. And I'd say, Jim, if you'd asked me that question about how's, you know, your business doing in this economy, if you'd asked me that question 3 weeks ago, I'd have said, wow, we are literally chopping wood and slugging it out. I will tell you over the last, and it's a crazy industry that I'm in, over the last week in particular, we've just had an historic week, and it looks like we're going to have a terrific second quarter. So CapEx spending appears to be pretty much on the upswing with some of the technology I'm in with video conferencing and audiovisual products. So I feel very grateful for that.
Well, you know, it's hard to know where the weakness is. When a lot of small business owners, they seem to be more excited about their own business than they are about the national business. It's been interesting to see the responses that when they say, you know, how do you feel about your business? Oh, we're doing great. And then they say, well, what do you think about the U.S. economy? And they say, oh, we're worried about that. It's pretty interesting,
right,
isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But, Jim, let's go back to something we were talking about a few minutes ago with the success and significance. I'm going to make a point here that I think is kind of interesting. When you talk about people that hear what we were just talking about, you know, being the community service and give back, I think people say, well, gee, isn't he a nice guy? It's a warm and fuzzy, and what a wonderful company ISI is and values and all those things, and that's great. But let me make another point to you because I think it's really interesting. There's a program that was pioneered at the University of Memphis, and it was a lecture series I was very honored to be a part of called No Good, Do Good, Thrive. And a guy named Harry Smith, who's a local business man, came up with the concept of...
I've known Harry all his life.
You know Harry. And
I've known Harry Smith
children.
All his life, yeah.
Yeah. So, no good, do good, thrive. Jim, here's a quick point.
Tell us what he means by that.
Well, by virtue of going back into the community and having these projects and mentoring and community service, you're not only doing good, I will tell you that I can document for... When we really got actively involved, my wife's program at ISI Gives Back, to today, our business has more than doubled, in some cases tripled.
That's what I meant, Jay, when I said not only is giving back to the community the right thing to do, it's the best practice, isn't it?
It really isn't. I mean, anybody that wants to call me or email me and ask me about this, I can give you living and breathing proof that it's It's factual. We've been able to do so much more from a business revenue standpoint. Is it an accident? I think when you're more balanced as a business, when you're not obsessed about your profitability on a daily basis, you get outside your comfort zone, you look at somebody else's life and try to improve your community. I think it, for us, it's not only helped them, us as professionals, but it's also grown the business.
I want to tell you another story, too. Don't wait until you can afford it to do this, to give back. Because if you wait until you can afford it, till you say, I can afford it, you'll never do it. One of the guys I admire very much, Paul Sarvati, got a very successful business, national business, publicly traded. And I heard him talk about his attitude when they first started out. They were really struggling, and they were talking about whether, you know, can we really afford to give back to the community? And they made a decision that whether they could afford it or not, they were going to give back to the community even during tough times. And I think he would talk. He would say what you said, and that is that blessing other people, bless you. You're blessed when you bless other people. What do you think?
I absolutely believe that 100%. And I think that when you look at the way that it does, again, balance your life and everything as a professional, you can't put a dollar figure on that. I mean, you really can't. But in terms of the revenue standpoint and everything, it's just, you get engaged and get out of your comfort zone, and it's been a blessing for us.
Hey, Jay, I need your website.
ISITN.com.
All right, ISITN.com. Hey, Jay, good job. Congratulations. I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you.
Jay Myers, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.